Show me today.
It can be hard to believe we're already talking about holidays. But because of the high inflation this year, it can be very different. It could save you big bucks to start shopping early this year. So first, I would say shoppers should expect price increases. So take a look at this. Based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, toys cost nearly 3% more comparing to last year, 5% more expensive. Household items are more than 10%. The cost of shipping also goes up. The USPS just increases their shipping rates for the 2022 peak holiday season. That means shipping holiday packages just got more expensive. But just because of everything seems to be going up, it doesn't mean your holiday spending has to. I would suggest that the shoppers take advantage of deeper savings and spread out their spendings to avoid the inflation's impact.
What items should shoppers think about buying now? And then I'll follow up from there.
Okay. So in terms of the items to buy now, due to excessive inventory and the softening consumer spending environment, there are some unexpectedly deep discounts right now on things like casual clothing, furniture, some electronics like TV, computers, and the classic toys and games. So that would be my suggestion for things to buy now. And in terms of which item to buy later, I would say video games and console bundles, holiday gift sets, and winter apparels will be better priced later. It's smart to hold off. And I would expect that the biggest discounts are expected to hit between the Thanksgiving and the Cyber Monday. And the deals will also persist through the remainder of the year with discounts as high as 20% in the weeks after Cyber Monday.
Okay. All right. Good information. I'm taking this in and thinking about how strategically how I'm going to be shopping here. As far as you were talking a little bit about inflation being the way it is, do you think that the discounts are going to be as deep this year? What can people expect there?
Yeah, I would say definitely. Based on Adobe Analytics data, discount will hit record high this year, upwards of 32%. As retailers contend with oversupply and a softening consumer spending environment, I would say that computers, electronics, and toys will hit all-time highs. Discounts for computers are expected to be as high as 32%, up from 10% in 2021, while electronics discounts are set to hit 27%, up from 8% from last year. And toys at 22%, up from 19%.
Okay, so I know we talked a little bit about what to buy now, what to buy later, and this might kind of go along that same wavelength. But what items do you think are going to be hard to come by this year, hard to find?
Definitely the toys. So speaking of toys, since the hottest ones can be hard to get, so I would suggest the shoppers shop early and check back often. For the toy deals, retailers already released their top toy list online with the option to filter by price. So that is really helpful. Just the budget 15% more for toys this year. And lastly, I would suggest check local and independent stores, because the toys you are looking for might be sold out at the big retailers.
Okay, there you go. There's a plug to shop local as well. So Dr. G. Lee, an assistant professor of marketing at Truman State University in Kirksville, joins Show Me Today to talk about holiday shopping. So some economists have said they think it's going to be a flat year in terms of overall holiday sales in the U.S. What do you think, Dr. Lee?
I would think that it will The holiday sale will still increase, but maybe not increase as much as we want. It will be a modest increase.
Okay, so I have to ask you because, you know, I get a lot of ads online on social media that I've clicked on some items and then up pop some ads and then I start looking and maybe think about buying the items. And Afterpay is this thing I'm seeing more and more, and that's an online layaway service. So if maybe there, like for instance, maybe you're looking at a vacuum and it's $200, and now Afterpay will just charge like $25 a month for the vacuum as opposed to having you fork over a whole $200. How do you think things like Afterpay, how do you think those types of layaway services now are going to impact holiday shopping this year?
Okay. The National Retail Federation data, a recent survey shows that 43% of the consumers say they don't earn enough to cover the cost of the gifts and other holiday items this year. So these shoppers are looking for other ways to supplement their income, including dipping into the savings, taking on credit card debt, using services like buy now and pay later, just as you mentioned, as the Afterpay, BNPL, or they even selling the assets. So in fact, a survey from a firm, one of the BNPL providers, found that 56% of people were interested in using BNPL to fund their holiday shopping. Retailers including Amazon, Walmart, Target have caught on this trend, and in recent months have announced a partnership with BNPL providers, including Affirm, Sezzle, and Zip. For retailers, offering this service will definitely increase the order volume, estimates between 30 to 50% higher. But it's easy for the consumers using the BNPL loan to overspend. One Lending Tree study found that two-thirds of the consumers using the BNPL loan said they spent more than they would have if they had to pay for the purchases upfront. So the first thing I would suggest is that you should be aware of when using BNPL loans is whether you can afford the item you are purchasing. You should also be paying close attention to the provider's return policy, whether they report to credit bureaus, and their interest rates and the late fees.
Good information, Dr. Lee. Any other tips that you can give shoppers, Dr. Lee, to help them save some cash in the holiday shopping time?
If I have any other tips for our listeners, they would include check out your credit card cashback offers first. That's always something I always do first. And then try using the browser extensions like Honey and use coupons at checkout. And to make sure that you do your research in price compare.
That's Dr. G. Lee of Truman State University in Kirksville. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Show Me Today.